The legendary Speaker of the U.S. House, Mr. Sam Rayburn, coined a famous phrase he used often and imparted to young congressmen when they'd arrive on Capitol Hill full of vim and vigor. He'd sit down with them and invite them to have a bourbon and branch water with him. The old gentleman who had spent nearly half a century in the Congress, after hearing their ambitions of how they were going to change the world, would look them in the eye and say, "You know, here in Congress, there are 435 prima donnas, and they all can't be lead horses." Then the Speaker in his Texas drawl would say, "If you want to get along, you have to go along." Mr. Sam ruled as Speaker during the FDR, Roosevelt, post-Depression, and World War II era. The Democrats dominated Congress. Mr. Sam could count the big city congressmen from Tammany Hall in New York and Chicago machine politicians following Democratic leadership because they'd gotten there by going along with the Democratic bosses who controlled the wards that made up their urban districts. But the country was still rural at that time, and Miss Sam would have to invite a backsliding rural member to his Board of Education meeting in a private den in the basement of the Capitol, and occasionally explain his adage again to them that in order to get along, you have to go along. One of Mr. Sam Rayburn's young pupils was a freshly minted congressman from Alabama's Tennessee Valley. Bob Jones from Scottsboro was elected to Congress in 1946 when John Sparkman sent him to the United States Senate. Speaker Rayburn saw a lot of promise in the freshman Congressman Jones. The old Texan invited Jones to visit his Board of Education meeting early in his first year. He calmly advised old Jones to sit on the right side of the House chamber in what Mr. Sam called his pews. He admonished the young congressman to sit quietly for at least 4 years and not say a word or make a speech and to always vote with the Speaker. In other words, if you go along, you'll get along. Bob Jones followed the sage advice of Speaker Rayburn, and he got along very well. Congressman Bob Jones served close to 30 years in the U.S. Congress from Scottsboro and the Tennessee Valley. He and John Sparkman were instrumental in transforming the Tennessee Valley into Alabama's most dynamic, progressive, and prosperous region. They spearheaded the location and development of Huntsville's Redstone Arsenal. Bob Jones was one of Alabama's greatest congressmen. At the time of Bob Jones' arrival in Congress in 1946, we had 9 congressional seats. By the time we left the 1960s, we dropped to 8. We now have 7. Folks, I hate to inform you this, but this population of ours is not growing like the rest of the country. I hope it doesn't happen, but we could maybe lose a seat in 2020. I hope not. By the way, the state legislature draws congressional lines. Thank you all for listening. Thank you.